Let's talk politics this morning on WCCO with Blois Olson in the Morning Take. Blois, how are you doing today on this Wednesday?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Very good. I wanted to ask you about a couple of things in the news. Obviously, one of those is what's going on in cities across Minnesota with the face masks.
Yeah, so Mankato moved on Monday to require face masks, and Edina had moved last week, and Edina's seen interesting spike amongst younger residents. In fact, there's been kind of some families that went to cabins together that spawned an outbreak. They've seen, you know, these summer practices have started for high school sports, and they've seen a couple teams that have had some minor outbreaks. So, and so the push for masks is going to continue across the state. I think that the governor is going to wait a little while longer before he institutes any sort of push statewide. And I think the big questions are enforcement and where it's required. If it's public places, that's one thing. If it's, you know, there's this sense that it's deeper than public places, then I think it's going to be more of a challenge to enforce. But that's one of the reasons why the governor wants to do it, is because people, from retailers to other businesses, restaurants, are running into kind of, quote, this enforcement issue, which we raised when the city of Minneapolis did it and others, is, you know, if it's up to the business, you know, are they going to take a customer that won't wear a mask right now? Yeah, they're probably going to take them, even though they'd prefer not to. So we'll watch the mask kind of roll out here. And, you know, this is the big talker. Everybody I talked to yesterday wanted to talk about how the mask mandate would work in certain places or statewide. So stay tuned. I think we'll learn more about kind of the statewide effort next week or maybe the following week.
Yeah, and the videos are surfacing a lot, Blois, with people who go to places that want masks, and then they get into a disagreement, and the whole thing gets filmed. And we saw it again last night, and people who are getting into those arguments not wearing masks seem to be losing jobs. Another one last night.
Yeah, it's a again, I've said this to you countless times since March. The social psychology of this entire COVID pandemic and the mood of people and just the ability for people to just be calm and go along with it. And, you know, somebody points, there's a lot of also, like, easy ways to point out some hypocrisy about it. Costco requires masks, but they're going to allow food samples back. Well, how can you eat a food sample if you have a mask on? And so everybody needs to just take a deep breath and, you know, try to be kind to everybody.
Blois, Powderhorn Park is in the headlines again today. Three sexual assaults have occurred there since late last month. As we watch the encampments grow over there, there's a piece in the Star Tribune today where truck drivers are going and service the restroom facilities there, those porta potties. Apparently, while they're gone from the trucks, people are going through their trucks. So it's a concern right now. Anything being done about it? Do you see anything on the horizon to control that?
I don't see anything coming. I think this is another example where Minneapolis, in this case, the park board, which is an elected body separate from the city council, has just kind of lost control of the city. I think there's going to be a big push for the state to try to come up with some solution. But, you know, but the Powderhorn neighborhood on its own is somewhat responsible about this, because the neighbors there have coalesced, said they wouldn't call the police on some of these encampments if there's crime going on. So I think this is a unmitigated disaster. I think it's another black eye for Mayor Jacob Frey. I think it's another example where the rest of the state and, frankly, the rest of the country is going to look at Minneapolis and say that they can't solve problems. And ultimately, that's what government's job is to solve problems. And this is one that Minneapolis has seems to have made bigger rather than smaller.
COVID-19 continues to be a huge problem in the Sun Belt states right now are leading country. They're higher than countries, those states, as far as what's happening with the surge. But here in Minnesota, Blois, it seems to be the opposite right now. This morning's report, or yesterday afternoon from the State Health Department on Tuesday, was better than it has been in some time.
It has, and that's going to be one of the things that I think Republicans are going to point out going into the special session about things are under control. Let's open up more of the economy. Let's figure out how to do it. I also think that's one of the reasons why Governor Walz is going to have a tough time instituting a mask mandate, is because The cases are low. Again, we want to watch those hospitalizations, but those have seemed low. And so I think we'll watch the next 10 days to 2 weeks after the 4th of July to see if there are any spikes in those numbers as well. So that's, I think, going to be the chatter going into the special session and whether or not they can get anything done.
Well, let's talk about the special session now. It's going to happen, it sounds like. And do you think there's any meetings going on right now to try to kind of get both parties together and figure this out before they actually go to the session?
There are. Legislative leaders confirmed that they continue to work behind the scenes, that there's some optimism. What they need is momentum. They need momentum going into next week. Like, for instance, they need a deal on a bonding bill, or they need some early progress on some of this police reform stuff, because that will give them momentum into next week. And frankly, they need the governor to kind of be there at the table as they have this momentum, rather than the legislative leaders coming up with a deal and then the governor coming in at the last minute. So we'll watch that. It's Wednesday. I would expect that there'll be some framework announced by legislative leaders by Friday if they have that done.
Blois, how do we get your newsletter?
Just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.